Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tommy Hunter to the mound to start the seventh inning. It's a 1-1 game. Swinging a little looper out into center. It's falling fast, and they'll have to play it on a bounce. Couple of hops, actually. Luke Voit, who is responsible for the only run of the game for the Yankees with his solo home run off of Aaron Nola earlier tonight. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ripped into center. There's a base hit. And
solid contact.
Stanton will trot into second base. Tuchman is the batter, left-handed hitter. Swung on, ripped into right center field. That's going to be a base hit and big trouble as it's 2-1 New York. It'll bring up the catcher, Gary Sanchez. 0-1 plunked him. Way up and in, and Sanchez
sounded like elbow
hit by the pitch, and that's going to load the bases. Here comes Urshela, the 3-1 pitch. Urshela swings and rips it to right. That's a base hit. One run will score. Everybody moves up 90 feet, and it's now 3-1 Yankees on the single by Gio Urshela, and that'll do it for Tommy Hunter.
And that was it. Phils lose 3-1. Luckily, it was only seven innings in the first game, Mike, or maybe the bullpen would have blown that too. To discuss, as he does every week, is former Phillies GM and now analyst on the games and here, right here on 94WIP, Ruben Amaro Jr. What's up, Rube?
Yeah, man, what's happening?
Well,
what's up, Rube?
You know, bad bullpen, historically bad bullpen, at least from our eyes right now. I mean, how do you evaluate so far what they have?
Well, the numbers don't lie right now, but, I mean, listen, it is right now. In their defense, they haven't had a whole lot of rhythm. They haven't had an opportunity to really – and Joe hasn't had an opportunity to really set up what he thinks is going to be the back end of their bullpen. And, you know, I can't lie to you. They haven't performed. But I think they're better than they've shown. How much better, I don't know. You know, they don't have a whole lot of track record back there other than the guys – you know, some of the guys, obviously, Neris – Morgan has actually thrown pretty well and Alvarez, but those, you know, they just don't have a whole lot of track record, but I think that they can get it straightened out. It's just a matter of those guys getting some reps, and if they can't, it's going to be tough for them.
Yeah, we were discussing earlier, Ruben, as to, like, how do as fans, do you sort of approach this season with your expectations, right? Like, you know, when Joe Girardi is saying he has to make sure players protect themselves, or he has to protect players from themselves, and he's not going to overextend guys, and guys are off to a little bit of a slow start. I'm wondering, should we be viewing, or how are you viewing this season? Is this sort of a let's see what we got type of year, or is this an opportunity to make something happen based on what you have in a shortened season?
Well, I think every time you get a chance to step on the field and you have a season, I mean, it's an opportunity, Ike, as you know. But it's different. This is not a real Major League Baseball season.
Right.
It's going to be different. And I think Joe was really perfectly on point with the comments that he made. Because of how things happened and the way the spring training 1 and 2 basically happened, you know, these guys are not in the same sort of rhythm. He did make some sense. I mean, listen, these guys have lost a lot of time. There's no real rhythm. There's been a lot of injuries going on, little nagging aches and pains, and some serious ones that have happened across baseball. And so I think he's being real cognizant, and I think he's doing the right thing as a manager. I mean, he's a steward of their major league part of their organization, and he's got to protect those guys. And listen, he wants to win as bad as anybody. I know Joe. I know the way he goes about it, but I think the reality of it is that, he does have to protect his guys, even though, it's a fine balance, even though he wants to win every single game.
Ruben, how difficult is it as a GM to evaluate players and coaches, et cetera, in a 60-game season that already has had many factors other than just being a 60-game season? And then with that, how difficult is it to be an owner, John Middleton, to try to figure out if Matt Klentak should be the GM going forward, basing it on a 60-game season?
I just think, just like in any other job, and maybe even more so in these types of jobs, you're always being evaluated, right? And I think that is a process that's always ongoing, whether you are a trainer or whether you're a coach or whether you're the 25th man on the roster or whether you're an executive. I mean, you're always being evaluated, and I think that's part of the game. Is it tougher in this type of a situation? I think so. Because, as I said, I mean, it's a very, very different set of circumstances that these guys are performing under. But I think, you're evaluating every single day, and that doesn't ever stop. And I never felt it when I was a GM, and I that was something I had to do as a GM, looking at the guys I was working with as well.
What do you see, Ruben, when you watch Reese Hoskins at the plate, right? Like, what is it that you're saying that you think he may be sort of struggling with, trying to be able to get into some sort of rhythm and get back? Well, hell, I can't even say get back to where he was last year. I mean, you may have to go back 2 or 3 years to where people were satisfied with Reese Hoskins as a hitter.
Well, the one thing that comes to mind with Reese is a little bit what happened to Michael Franco. I think that they both, as young players coming through the system, really had a high IQ and ability to use the entire field and have a lot of success, even the opposite way. And I think Reese last year did struggle some, and it looked like he was a little bit using a little bit more of the pull side of the field. And I just think it's a matter of him getting to the point where he's comfortable using the entire field. We're in an era where the baseball will fly. It doesn't matter whether it's right center or left center, the ball will travel. And I think that's part of it. I think that's a little bit what's happening with Scott Kingery. These are both very talented guys. I'm hopeful that they'll be able to get their timing and get to the point where they're feeling the rhythm again of being able to do the things that they did to have success in the past and get back to that. And there's a lot of stuff documented and a lot of discussions about, the things that Reese has done, the changes in mechanics and things like that. And that's part of the difficulty too. I mean, these guys have not gotten a chance to get those reps that are necessary to really, work out the kinks in their swings and their timing and things of that nature. I was watching Reese a little bit yesterday, and he's got the leg kick working, and he's got some parts that have to get in rhythm, I think, for him to get to the point where he's, on time with a fastball and staying on the breaking ball.
Ruben, McCutchen looks maybe a little bit, he's just trying to get back from the injury, right? Like his mind doesn't have full confidence that his knee's 100%, even if he really is almost back there, at least like 80, 90%. You expect him to turn it around, and what have you seen from McCutchen so far?
I do, and I think that, again, I mean, this is a guy that's played, it's been almost a year since he's played. And people don't understand, these are the best athletes in the world. And if you do not play consistently, and he hasn't played consistently for a long, long period of time, you just don't, it takes kind of a special guy to just step on the field and start banging again. And so I think he's going to. I think he's a leader on the club. I think he's dedicated to having success, and he's going to be back doing the things that I think that he can do consistently again. It's a matter of getting himself into that rhythm again, and especially for a guy who's coming off of an injury. I mean, you're looking at time missed where he just doesn't get into those reps and that rhythm that's necessary for him to be successful. But, they need him. They need all those guys to have success, because I think basically if this team doesn't perform offensively, it's going to be a tough go for them, and they need those guys to perform the way they can. I look at Jake Arrieta same sort of way. Pretty damn good performance against the Yankees. But again, he was a guy that hadn't pitched in almost a year competitively at the major league level. That's a long time, and it does take guys to get back on the horse and get going again for them to get into their rhythm.
As a GM, when you're evaluating this team in such a short season and the trade deadline has been moved up, Matt Klintak's sort of position he's in on to whether or not trying to improve the team or trying to let Joe figure it out with some of these young guys in the bullpen. I would imagine that's not an easy spot to be in either.
No, really tough because, you know, do you really want to give up a lot of the future to have success in an odd season? Listen, if they have a chance to win, I think that the entire organization wants to win, right? I think they're to the point where I heard somebody, you know, mention that they were still in process, but I don't think they're in process. I think it's time for them to win. Now, if they're in a situation where they're not playing great baseball come the trade deadline, I mean, they have to be cautious about about what they're going to do with their future. If so, I mean, there's always little tweaks that you can make. On the surface, the bullpen is one area that you think that you might want to try to improve on. But that's hard to do because everybody else is going to be in it, and everybody else is going to be trying to do the same darn thing.
Mm-hmm. Ruben Amara Jr. Yeah. I mean, anybody, and with there being as many playoff spots this year, Ruben, everybody's going to pretty much, not everybody, but most teams are going to be in the hunt.
Yeah, you're probably going to talk. You're talking about maybe four or five or six teams at the most that are just going to fold the tent. And and depending on contract situations, depending on service time and those sorts of things, those will all obviously all factor in. The fact that whether or not a particular team, even in a contention, is playing good baseball or bad baseball, it's hard to put all your eggs in the basket if you really don't think your team is as good as it's playing or as bad as it's playing. It's a hard, it's a tough decision. It's a short, sprint that's unprecedented. It'd be really interesting to see how some of the executives handle this.
All right, Rube. Good to talk to you, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it, brother.
All right, sounds good. All right, be well, guys. Good to talk to you.
All right, there he is, Rube. So there you go. Uh-oh. Is that a Tiger update, Jack Fritz?
Did he make a birdie to go to 3-under on day one?
Did he?
He did.
That's 5 birdies today for
LT. 5 birdies today for LT Gray.
All right.
Don't let him get hot.
Who's in the lead?
All that matters is Tiger.
No, I know, but how far off the lead is he is what I'm asking.
Two off the lead.
Oh, so 5-under is the?
Yeah, it's the lead, yeah.
Okay. That's good.
Guys are going low today.
That's good.
Well, he's back to 2-under. Thanks, Jack.
Oh, so you had the update. You had it prepped at the beginning of Ruben, so then he had another hole and he bogeyed.
Yes.
We jinxed him.
Since you hit the Tiger sound effect, since give the update. Thank you. Another Tiger update. No, I think you like to use the, I like this one. All right, we'll keep you updated.
There you go.
We'll keep you updated, Ikey.
Listen, as long as he gets through the weekend, I'm happy.
Yeah, well.
I mean, I want him to win. I want him to be in contention. But the last thing I want is a missed cut because then I won't watch.
Yeah, I don't think that. I mean, at this point, he would really have to sink tomorrow to do that, right?
Yes.
All right, back to the phones. Hank in Germantown. Hello, Hank. Hank? Get your act together. We'll try to come back to you. Dominic in Cherry Hill. Dom, what up?
Yo, how you doing, guys?
What's up, brother?
Yo, what's up, Yo, Dom?
How you doing, Ike? How the heck do you have a soundbite for Tiger Woods but more than the NHL? I mean, it looks like you guys are more committed to Tiger's round here than the Flyers over here.
We have Flyers sound effects. We have the hockey horn, right?
We do?
We had something. Yeah, the hockey horn. I don't know where it is because I don't know this sheet.
And I don't control the sound effects. There it is.
There you go.
Did we score a goal yet?
Come on, guys, no. Over there.
Oh, we didn't?
All right, so I wanted to say, I think people need to calm down a little bit about the Phillies, man. All right, we're 2-4. All right, it's not the best. It's not how we wanted it. The bullpen looks awful. But all things aside, it's still early. It's still early. The offense got a little momentum. Sure, it died in game two. I'm not going to lie. It died out in game two. But our starting pitching has been great so far.
I mean,
let's see what Eflin does today. Let's calm down.
Point.
Everybody's got to calm down, John.
No, you don't have to calm down. Absolutely not. The Marlins are 5-1. The Phillies are 2-4.
Marlins are going to be disqualified once they have another outbreak when they go out and start partying because they're 5-1, John.
No, but you think of that. You think of that.
I'm so sure the Marlins are going to win this division. I'm almost willing to put money down on
it. The Marlins are 5-1. The Phillies can never beat the Marlins. The Marlins are 5-1. The Phillies are 2-4. The Phillies didn't have one positive test from a player. They got screwed and couldn't play for a week and some days. And the freaking Marlins come out and they win games.
With a minor league team.
It's unbelievable. And you don't want me to overreact. You want me to come in here happy today. Talk, oh, the Phillies, it's got plenty of time. Let's stay positive here. No! After watching that last night.
They had a week off and had to play the Yankees. And they still might split the series.
Dominic, they have five players in their bullpen, at least pitchers in their bullpen that shouldn't be in the majors right now. Five. Not one, not two, not three. Not one, not two, not three, not four.
All right, LeBron.
Five. Five. How do you do that? That's almost impossible to do.
Our goal should be to just try to cancel games, do doubleheaders, and get seven-inning games. And I guarantee you, we will make the playoffs if we do that strategy.
I like that,
Dominic. That's a good point, man. Good call. Thank you.
I like that. Play as many – Jack, you like that? Play as many seven-inning games as we can?
Well, they already have another one scheduled for August 20th against the Blue Jays.
Awesome.
Buffalo,
so.
Do they?
Are we going to make up those Marlin games?
Nah, I hope not.
Let's see. August 20th. That is all right. That's a Thursday.
We may need to make up those Marlins games to make up ground in the standings.
They're going to have
to lose ground.
Yeah, because think about it. What they thought was like, oh, well, we may not have to make that up because the Marlins and Phillies will be out of it. The Marlins are leading that friggin' division.
They're leading the division. Of course they are. It's the Marlins.
215-592-9494.
This is the year they win the World Series.
215-592-9494. It is true. The starting pitching has been good. Been better than expected. Nola was good last night.
Yep.
Wheeler, you know, rough start.
We settled down.
Settled down. Gave you six innings, two earned
kept
runs.
Kept you in the game. Yep.
Kept you in the game. Gave you what you needed.
Yep.
Arrieta was okay.
Better than expected.
He was. Velasquez was a disaster.
Was not. Yep.
And he's going to pitch. I think he pitches tomorrow. And Eflin hasn't pitched yet this year.
He's next.
And Spencer Howard, yeah.
Oh, that's who we're waiting on. Spence!
Spencer Howard could pitch on Sunday, according to the people in the
know. Hold on. Who's pitching tomorrow?
Vince V. Right, Jack? That's what I saw with the probables. Velasquez is scheduled to pitch tomorrow, and then it's
Jake
undecided
Saturday.
For Saturday. Yeah, probably. Like, they need to decide. Here's the thing with Vince Velasquez, right? Because what you're doing is not going to work. You know
right.
that he's not a starter. It's not going to work. Can he be a reliever? Maybe. Right? Like, he's certainly got the velocity to be a reliever, and it's a totally different mindset. Put him out there and actually let him settle into the role. You thought they were going to do that last year, and then they had to put him back up because they have no starting pitching depth in their entire system.
Yeah.
It's like Cole Irvin or Vince Velasquez. That's an easy decision, unfortunately.
Yeah, he's almost better when he's the last resort.
Yeah, when it's just
you
like,
start
oh.
putting pressure on him that he needs to step up. Like, that's when, in expectations, it doesn't work that way with him.
It does not. No, it does not. And
he almost needs to come out and surprise everybody that he pitched well.
Yeah, everybody's surprised when it's like, oh, wow, he's actually pretty good. Because we're used to the 105 pitches, four innings, 3 hours. Crap. I'm just so sick of it. 215-592-9494. Harper, he answered the bell for you last night, Ike.
Yeah, he did.
You asked him he needed some Harper power.
He did.
Down 3-0.
A little injury scare.
Blasted it.
I know. How
yeah.
That, the injury
yeah.
scare, yeah.
If we would have lost Ben and Harper
in the same day.
It would have been game over.
Yeah. Yeah, because then who's the starter in right field if Harper goes down?
Aaron Altair?
No, he's busy in Korea.
KBO about to win a title over there, right?
No doubt about it. 215-592.
The KOB or the KBO?
KBO.
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 What is the KOB? That sounds like a...
Well, I thought I mixed the letters up. I don't know.
KBO.
Man. Korean baseball organization. There you go. Go on. There you go.
It's unbelievable. So the Vine Street Expressway is now open.
What?
Ike? So maybe
we can go home?
Maybe we won't have the same kind of, the barge is gone. They made sure it was safe. So normally I'd be going home, but I got elected or appointed to drive to Delaware, the Christiana Mall, to pick up a princess suitcase for my daughter.
Huh?
And my wife.
What?
Last minute, she's like, oh, well, let's get these Frozen or Princess suitcases for the kids. So I'm going to the shore next week. They can pack it. I'm like, what do they need suitcases for?
Right.
4 and 3 years old. Just put in a duffel bag. They can buy a suitcase.
Hey, I'm a duffel bag king.
Yeah, you did have a big duffel bag.
I don't even use suitcases, man.
Well, so anyway, so I'm like, all right, whatever. They have it at Macy's. All right, I go to Macy's, right? But it's in Delaware. So, someone else will pick it up, but they can't pick it up. So when I leave here today, I'm driving to the Christiana Mall Macy's to do curbside pickup of two children's suitcases.
Curbside, huh?
Yeah, curbside. I hope I but
have that for children's suitcases.
But here's the problem with curbside. This is what I've discovered, that you go and you're like, oh, this is cool. I only have to get out of the car. But then they don't answer, or they take 15 or 20 minutes to come out. Right. To where I could have just walked in by myself, picked it up and on my way. So now you're committed because you've been sitting there for 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. How long do you wait before you go in? So then you wait 10 minutes and then they're still not out with it. Right. So then you start going in and then they start walking out. You're like, oh, well, damn. So that's what I will be doing today.
Driving to Delaware.
Driving to Delaware and then driving back home to Collegeville. So I'll be home about 8, 9 o'clock.
Yeah, you'll be listening to the whole Phillies
game. I will have the whole Phillies game to listen to, Jack.
You're a good husband, man. Good dad.
I'm a good dad.
Let me know the cuts
I mean, the kids didn't actually go get it. Liz did. You're a good husband.
Is Liz listening right now?
She could be.
That's why I wanted to make sure I said he's a good husband.
Good work, buddy.
215-592-9494.
Oh, Jack, I ain't new to this.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm learning a lot about you. I'm learning your football career one day at a time. Now I'm learning a lot about you.
215-592-9494.
Jack!
We're going to reopen the phone lines coming up next. The Phillies are 2-4.
Oh, God.
What's the reason? Why are they 2-4? Everybody's going to blame Matt Klentak. Some people are going after Joe Girardi. How about it's the freaking owner?
Not a potted plant sitting in the corner?
It's the soundboard. The soundboard owner. He's the issue. He needs to clean this up. Agree or disagree? 215-592-9494. And Ben Simmons looks like he may be out for the season.
Oh, damn.
Are the Sixers done?
Yeah, people forget that.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, yeah. It's a kneecap. He's in trouble. 215-592-9494. Is the Sixers season over with the Ben Simmons injury? We'll discuss coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, sports are finally back, and I've been taking in all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. NBA on the docket again. Few games to watch. My apologies for that first one of today, but let's get to the next one. Don't hold that against me, Jack. I'm looking to take the under in the Clippers-Mavericks game, man. Too easy to take the over. I'm starting to learn something about these lines. When it looks too easy, you know what? It is too easy. Go the opposite way. Sort of what I should have done last night with Philadelphia, Washington. Hey, and FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook app, and here's why. The app is super easy to use. Now, whether you're a seasoned bettor or you're new to wagering, you'll find what you're looking for in just a few taps. And once you win, FanDuel pays you out in as little as 24 hours. Best of all, FanDuel Sportsbook will let you place your first bet risk-free. Just place any bet you want and get up to $500 back if you don't win. Just type in FanDuel.com/Ike to get started so they know that I sent you. Again, that's FanDuel.com/Ike.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.